Hello? Hello? Somebody out there? Hello?
Good morning.
Do you have a dream?
What is this?
Pardon my French, but you're an a**hole.
It's not a tumor.
That is what they have been saying, you idiot.
Hello? Anybody home? Hey!
Man.
Wait, let me explain something to you.
Do you understand?
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the So To Speak podcast, a show about anything and nothing with a special interest for podcasting, radio and audio in general. All our content comes, as you know, with an accent because everything just sounds better with an accent. And I am Lo Drools, I'm your host, I'm an audio freak, news junkie, communicator and European Canadian. And well, at least I'm hoping somebody's still out there. Somebody's still listening on the other side of the microphone, on the other side of this podcast, because it's just been too long. It's been, well, over 6 months, and I'm pretty ashamed to admit it, but that's the way it is. And I could make a list of excuses to tell you why it took me so long to come up with my next podcast episode. And actually, that's what I've done. I've made a list of great excuses in my defense, if I may say so. Great excuses to explain why it took so long for another episode to surface. But I threw it away, that list, just before I started recording this show, because it is what it is. We have to move forward. We can't look back. Well, we can for a little while, but we have to look forward. And the next episode is here. You're listening to it right now, and that's what's important. So the next episode of the So To Speak podcast is here after a pause of 6 months. There's lots to talk about. There's lots to discuss. Things I wanted to discuss with you today are, for example, my life these past few months. As I said, a lot of things have been going on. So let's talk about that for a while. I want to tell you about roundabouts and how to drive them. Not for me, maybe not for you, hopefully not for you, but for the people in the region I live, the region of Peel here in Ontario, Canada. So how to drive roundabouts, I will explain you in a few minutes. Later on, I also want to share an embarrassing mistake that BBC Radio made. And I know these are two things that you won't see very often in the same sentence, BBC and mistake, because the well-respected Global Institute BBC, BBC Radio, to be more specific, has made quite an embarrassing mistake. And it's, well, funny, so to speak. To mention it, so you'll hear about that later on. And I want to inform you that today is National Podcasting Day. I won't tell anything else right now. You'll hear more about that later on in the show. First, let's talk about my life. This is my life. Boy, oh boy, a busy summer it has been. It flew by amazingly fast, and I've probably told you this before in a previous episode of the So To Speak podcast. The thing is that you always want to plan your summer with lots of activities, and you want to squeeze out every single minute, every single second of the summer, squeeze out every glimmer of sunlight that's in the summer. So before it actually starts, you have high hopes that things will materialize as you plan them. But in the end, when the fall starts again, and we're at that time of the year now, and you look back at the summer, you have to realize that it didn't go as planned, and a lot of activities didn't materialize, and a lot of things you were hoping and planning for didn't work out as they should have been working out. But that's reality, and I always say that the ocean of time you look at when the summer starts, in retrospect, is just a small interior lake. It's not really an ocean. It's a small lake. Well, maybe an outdoor swimming pool about the size of the one in your neighbor's backyard. The point being that it always turns out differently than you expect. Anyway, that's the way it is. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's with everybody else the same, I presume. And still, we had a great summer. We had visitors here in our house. My parents flew in for 2 weeks. My parents-in-law came over for about a month. It was a month of August. It was great having them around, don't get me wrong. It's the only time you see them in real life, once a year, since they live in Belgium and we live in Canada. So it's really intense when they're here. But it is an addition to your family units, and you live your life quite differently than when they're not around, and you live your summer quite differently than when they're not around. So that's something to take into account. It was great having them around, but at the same time, it's great to have your own family back, your family unit, and that way you can look forward to the next visit your family members are paying. So what else did we do this past summer? Well, we barbecued a lot. Hey, I'm Canadian now, so I have to stick with the barbecue drill, the Canadian barbecue drill. We spent as much time as we could outdoors. We went swimming, outdoor swimming. We went hiking. We went walking. We went biking. We had great meals, nice drinks. We ate. We relaxed. We did nothing, essentially, sometimes. And that's the whole idea, obviously, about vacation, just doing nothing and just enjoy the moment of doing nothing. And we went camping twice, actually. Once in the United States, upstate New York, and another time here in Ontario, here in Canada. And I say we went camping, and that's what I tell everybody, but officially we rented a cabin, and the cabin is like a little bungalow with minimal amenities. I think we had two power plugs, a little bit of electricity, so to speak, and no running water, but we were in some kind of a bungalow, some kind of a cabin. Kids loved it. We loved it as well. It was back to basics and barbecuing every night and enjoying the amenities, a swimming pool at the camping. It was a great family trip, but it was always good to come home again, if I may say, and to just be in your own bed again, be in your own house. Speaking of which, and that's probably the biggest news I can tell you since we last heard each other in this podcast, we have a new house. Yes, we are living now in Brampton. Well, we were living in Brampton before when I started this podcast, but we bought a house in Brampton. And Brampton is a city about 500, 600,000 people in Brampton, northwest of Toronto. It's still part of the GTA, what they call here the GTA. It's the Greater Toronto Area. We've been living in an apartment building for a while after we moved to this area. So we've been living in an apartment for about 1 year and a half. But it was time to have more space, to have a little backyard, to give the kids a decent house. And that's why we purchased this house I'm currently sitting in right now here in Brampton. We love it. We really do. It has a little backyard. It has a front yard. It has an attached garage. It has a finished basement. And why do I mention the basement? Why is that important? Well, for studio reasons, obviously. I'm a podcaster. I'm an audio guy. I'm a voiceover artist. Well, that came out funny. That's always a weird word to use. I'm a voiceover artist. Well, anyway, I do voiceovers, and I need a studio for myself. And in this apartment we were living in for the past few years, or 1 year and a half, I had a little corner in an existing room where I set up my equipment. But first of all, it was impossible to get a decent sound there. And secondly, the noise from the street was so loud. It was one of the busiest avenues in Brampton, Steeles Avenue. And it was so loud there, so much noise coming in through the windows that it was impossible to record something decent. I sometimes had to hide inside the bathroom or in my closet to actually do a decent voiceover. And now that I listen back to previous episodes of the So To Speak podcast, and I can actually listen to these recordings, I can hear the sounds seeping in from behind me, literally behind me from the street. It's amazing how different this situation is. I'm now sitting in my man cave. I set up my studio here. It's completely soundproofed. I have these acoustic tiles around me. I have carpet on the ground. I've created a silent and acoustically balanced room. I will shut up now for maybe a few seconds, and you can actually hear the silence. This is how it sounds here in my new studio. Oh, I'm so happy with the silence. I'm so happy. If you compare this with the situation I was in a few months ago in the apartment building, it's a difference day and night, I'm telling you. The result of this acoustically treated room and the fact that I'm in a perfect soundproof studio now is that I can use my favorite microphone again, the Neumann TLM-102, a great and impressive condenser microphone. That's the one I'm using right now, the Neumann TLM-102 microphone. That was not possible, obviously, in the apartment. It is possible right now, and I hope you can hear the difference. I know some of my listeners really can appreciate a good sound quality. And the difference is there, my friends. The Neumann TLM-102 is coming to its full capacity right now in this studio here in Brampton. Listen to the So To Speak show on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio or BlackBerry. You can even click the play button on our website, sotospeakshow.blogspot.com. That's also the place where you can find all the ways to hear us. If you know me, you know that I've been in radio for well over 10 years. I've been a radio host in my native country, Belgium, for well over a decade, and I'm always interested to read stories about radio personalities or radio in general, audio in general. And I was struck by a little article I wrote online about a mistake that BBC Radio has made. And I know BBC Radio and mistakes, like I said in the intro, it's not something you see a lot in the same sentence, but apparently, and I'm reading this article right now as I sit here, the BBC Radio was forced to apologize for playing Jimi Hendrix's Hey Joe immediately after a news report about the Oscar Pistorius murder trial, as one of its radio stations, Radio 6 Music, made a mistake. So the lyrics of Hey Joe obviously feature lines about a man who says he shot his old lady down to the ground. For those who don't know the song, this is Hey Joe, Jimi Hendrix.
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun of yours?
Right, and if Jimi Hendrix starts talking about how he shot his old lady down to the ground, it obviously sits uncomfortably with the story of Pistorius, the Olympic star who is being charged with murdering his girlfriend. A spokesperson for the BBC said in the article that the choice of the song was a mistake. In light of the nature of the news story, we apologize, she said, for any offense caused by the proximity of the song Hey Joe to the bulletin. An on-air apology was made immediately when the mistake was realized. The BBC is not the first outlet to make this sort of error. CNN has also had to apologize late August for playing Billy Joel's Only the Good Die Young after a report about the shooting of a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. So, painful mistakes to make on the radio, and as a former radio host, I feel for them, both for those who are offended by this mistake, but also for the producers of the show, because I've been there as well. I've been doing an interview, I've been doing many interviews, and then all of a sudden you start a song or you transition to another item in the program and you realize that maybe this is not the right song that fits the previous subject, but it's too late. Radio is very quick, it's very live, and once it's out there, it's out there. It's not like a blog where you can pause and just erase what you just wrote in a draft version, or you can actually go online and delete an entire blog post. That's not the case with radio. Once it's out there, and it's for eternity, so to speak. So, mistake made by the BBC Radio with that song, Jimi Hendrix, Hey Joe.
Get in touch with So To Speak by email at sotospeakshow@gmail.com, on Twitter at sotospeakshow, or on the web, sotospeakshow.blogspot.com.
Interesting stuff landing in my mailbox every day in my new house. Well, relatively new house. The other day I found a leaflet or an information pamphlet, whatever you want to call it. And the title was A Smart Way to Get Around Roundabouts, How to Drive Two-Lane Roundabouts. I was struck by this little leaflet in my mailbox. This is the story behind it. The region of Peel, that's the region where we live, where Brampton is located. So the regional government has introduced the first two-way lanes roundabouts. Now, for Europeans, this is something that's very familiar. No explanation is needed. We all know how these things work. But in Canada, here in Ontario at least, it seems to be an exception, and it is an exception. You don't see a lot of roundabouts, two-lane roundabouts in this area in this country. So the local regional government thought it would be necessary to educate folks and to tell them how to drive these two-lane roundabouts. I thought it was very peculiar, very absurd, as a European Canadian, and I actually tweeted about it. I posted online and I got some response of European Canadians and native Canadians who were discussing the disadvantages or the advantages of roundabouts and how to drive on roundabouts. And when I was doing some research and I was digging a little bit deeper into the subject, I found a whole lot of YouTube videos about how to drive roundabouts. And I actually found one located not so far from here. The city of Hamilton also made an educational video about roundabouts. This is the video. It's only 1 minute, so this is how the video sounds.
Hamilton has a few roundabouts, and there's more popping up almost every year. Roundabouts are a good thing, and if you've been in Europe, you've seen a lot of them. Now, to use a roundabout, the sign behind me says to yield to traffic in the roundabout. That's important to do. So we're going to slow down and give right-of-way to drivers who are in the roundabout. Now, what I've seen on this particular roundabout is drivers who are in the roundabout will slow down when they see drivers approach from their right. That's totally incorrect. You have the right of way while you're in the roundabout, so you must exit that roundabout as soon as you're able to. Now, while you're exiting, it's also important that you signal to your right. A right turn signal is the appropriate signal when exiting the roundabout. It lets the drivers who are approaching the roundabout know that you're trying to leave. Now, let's play smart. Let's use a roundabout. This is the information we all need in a roundabout sort of way. For Hamilton Life and for Young Drivers of Canada, I'm Scott Marshall.
I think I will never get used to that idea. Somebody looking at me and explaining in a video how you drive a roundabout. But hey, if it helps people in this area, if it helps the good folks of the region of Peel here to survive on a roundabout and not to cause any accidents, it's all for the best, I guess. I'll make sure I post a video of the information leaflet and a link to the video as well explaining roundabouts. I'll make sure that is on our website, sotospeak.blogspot.com. By the way, happy National Podcast Day, everybody.
National Podcast Day is September 30th, but what is National Podcast Day? It's pretty simple and you can help spread the word. National Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide through public engagement. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved with National Podcast Day? It's easy. Head over to nationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. But ultimately, these options are endless. Remember, September 30th, nationalpodcastday.com, and let's start the conversation.
It's September 30th when I record this, and September 30th seems to be National Podcast Day. Open Google, but keep listening to this podcast while you do that. Open Google, type in National Podcast Day, and you will end up at a website called nationalpodcastday.com, nationalpodcastday1word.com. I'm not really sure who is behind the initiative, but they were launching this National Podcast Day. I've seen some tweets, I've seen some social media messages, I've seen some podcasters I know relaying the message and changing their artwork temporarily for the logo of National Podcast Day. So it seems to be something. It seems to be taking off, at least in the universe, the podcast universe I'm in. Reading through their website, it says that National Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide through education and public engagement. I will read on from their website. It says there's a National Waffle Fries Day, there's National Pancake Day, there's a National Pretty Much Anything You Want Day. And in the summer of 2013, Steve Lee, he's the founder of Netcast Studio. Oh, so he is behind it, apparently. Steve Lee, founder of Netcast Studio, heard a radio announcement for National Senior Citizens Day. Thinking that was pretty cool, it begged the question of why there wasn't a day to celebrate podcasting. That's when Steve said to himself, let's create National Podcast Day. And so the adventure began, and a collective team of podcasters put their heads together to establish methods for podcasting and podcasts listeners to raise awareness for this great entertainment and educational medium. Let's start the conversation end of quote. So that's all to be found on that nationalpodcastday.com website. It's worth a visit. There's some resources on there. There's information for podcasters. There's information for podcast listeners. And everybody who wants to promote podcasting as an art form, as a communication vehicle, has my support. Hey, for sure. So check that one out. While looking into it, while researching National Podcast Day, I came across another podcasting day. Apparently, there's also a Canadian Podcasting Day. If you go to the website dayofpodcasting.ca, so dayofpodcasting.ca, you will see that every year Canadian podcasters all huddle around their microphones and put out an episode to be published on December 1st. I'm reading off their website right now. This website lists the episodes published and let podcasters upload or add themselves to the list. So it serves almost like a landing page, and it invites people, Canadian podcasters, to submit their episode and to do something special for the Canadian Day of Podcasting, December 1st. It's not clear to me if you really have to be a Canadian podcaster to submit an episode, a podcast. It's worth a try, I guess. Pretend that you're Canadian, and I think you'll manage to be on that list. Dayofpodcasting.ca. That's the official website. December 1st. I have marked it in my agenda, and I'll make sure I'll make a special episode for December 1st. Now that we're talking about podcasts and podcast plugging, I haven't stopped listening to podcasts, just to be clear. I lagged on producing my own podcasts, I'll admit that one, but not listening to other shows. So all the podcasts that are in my iTunes and are on my favorite list, I have been listening to, don't worry about it. All the people that are on my list and I was in touch with through Twitter and through email, I was actively listening to your podcast. I have a commute that's about 3 hours per day, so my commute to and back from my work is 3 hours per day, so that leaves me plenty of time to listen to all these great episodes. I'll start plugging some interesting podcasts again in the next episode when I have some more time to review episodes. For this episode, I just wanted to be back on the rails again. It felt like it's been too long. I just wanted to record another episode to be out there, to be in the open, and that's what I've done with this. So time to wrap up things for today. Thanks for listening. You can find us at sodospeak.blogspot.com or on Twitter at sodospeakshow. Not so to speak. Use the Twitter username so to speak show. Until the next time on So to Speak.